welcome to 2000 and Tech. I am Jason.
My name's Casey.
And this is our episode 10 awesome podcast for the 17th of April, 2010.
The super duper version.
Oh my God, it's great.
Woo!
So let's jump right into it. Oh, I say that every time.
I'm not jumping right into it. I'm going to force you into some awkward conversation.
Let's talk about awkward conversation for a second.
You sit there with your BlackBerry.
And
your little HP laptop
gimped.
With broken flipper of a clicker.
I know, stupid HP.
I sit here with my iPad.
Yeah.
My iPhone.
Doing what? What are you doing with your iPad? You're not playing Flash games?
My six-year-old Alienware computer.
Alienware computer.
That thing has held up remarkably well. All you need was some thermal paste and it doubled the performance of the computer.
Yes, yes, the processor had worn dry.
Yeah.
Took me a year and a half to figure it out, but once I knocked that out, I could once again watch movies again.
Yeah, which is nice.
Yes.
I'd like to say that in the almost 29 years of my existence, I have never been literally shit on until today. I told you this earlier, but anyways, I was on my way over here, and I had my arm out the window, and I thought I hit a bug. I'm like, oh, hey, a bug splattered on me. No, that wasn't the case. I looked up in my window, saw a bunch of bird shit, and looked at my arm again, and it had even gotten on my shirt. I was a little upset about that. Definitely do not like being shit on by the birds.
You had it coming, apparently.
I guess. In my car. It's not like I was standing under a flock of seagulls.
So you carry a BlackBerry and you got shit on.
I know. It's like getting shit on every which way, man.
Right.
It's
yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
If you were holding the BlackBerry, then you would have shit on both your arms.
It's true. Well, hopefully in about 2 weeks, I'll be able to rectify that issue.
2 weeks, we all might be able to rectify the situation.
That'll be amazing.
You see, in this day and age that we live in, ladies and gentlemen, there's a dark side. And then there's the good side.
Google.
Now, I'm not sure where Anakin Skywalker would fall under these under this comparison, but I'll tell you where me and Jason will be falling, and several other of our colleagues will be falling, and a lot of unwittingly knowing people are going to be falling in this Android category.
Yes.
So,
Android market. And I'm excited that you haven't recanted your statement, your conviction to getting an Android phone with this incredible.
Life is a really strange thing. Who would have thought that the iPad, of all devices, would be the thing that would be my crutch to limp into the Android world?
I know. It works, though. The iPad, for all of its, you know, shortcomings, you know, still a sexy device, it's what is enabling you to move to the Droid market.
Yep.
And that is fantastic.
Yep. It's the industry, you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
you just never know how it's going to fit and morph into your life.
Now you can have your cake and eat it, too.
That's right. I'm going to have my cake, and I'm going to eat it off of my iPad.
I wouldn't suggest it.
But honestly, man, I have a lot of decisions to make. I mean, this stinking iPad I've got, it's going for hundreds of dollars more than it's worth on eBay right now.
Right.
Which
is surprising, because you're still able to get it online. You know?
Right, yeah. You can go to the Apple store. And
the only thing is, internationally, sure the prices are going to be hiked, especially
or a month.
Yeah, you know. Prices are probably hiked because they push back the date.
And on eBay, if you list the item and you just simply put on their international shipping in your title, and you allow that, boosts it right there $50 to $100.
Except for Israel.
Except for Israel, because they're scared of the Wi-Fi.
They're scared of the powerful Wi-Fi of the iPad.
Yeah, it makes no sense. The Wi-Fi in the iPad craps out half the time.
I know. Apparently it's not up to standards in Israel.
Right.
Being the hardcore people they are.
That's so strange.
Say nay nay to that.
I mean, that's not going to... You can't set off a bomb with something that doesn't hold Wi-Fi very well.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. I mean, it's like you can't even connect. I mean,
well, there's
it's not even 3G.
Right.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Gonna build an iPad bomb app.
That's horrible. The government's listening. He's
just kidding. I'm kidding.
Kidding.
I love the Lord.
Want to detonate a bomb? There's an app for that. That's right.
No. You want to save a life? There's an app for that.
There you go. Does it deactivate the bomb?
Let me just... We on this podcast do not advocate
jihads in any way.
Jihadisms.
I'm against the jihad,
that's
the holy
right.
war.
That's right.
Whether it be with the Christians or the Muslims or the Jews or the pagans.
I like the President Bush approach.
Or what, torture them to death?
No, we just kill you right in front of your face.
Oh, well, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We're not going to blame it on anything except for you piss us off. So we're going to kill you. It's straightforward. It's simple.
Yes.
You know what else is simple? Actually, there's no segue.
March into your
this.
Hometown and hang your president.
What?
Like they did with Hussein.
Oh, okay. I'm like, whoa. What are we doing?
I mean,
doing?
That's what we did. I mean, the atrocities he committed were out of this world. But,
you know, genocide isn't something you can easily forgive.
Right.
You know.
But I'm just saying, we did it.
Well, yeah, we didn't hang him. They hung him.
But we gave him...
we obliterated his stronghold and said, here you go. We handed it to the Iraqis on a silver platter.
All right, so our next podcast will be in politics.
Oh, God, I know.
We're going to sort out some things.
Yeah, you want to hear a heated podcast between me and Casey? It'll be on politics.
Yeah.
Oh,
all I'm going to do is show you the Obama picture holding the sword from
Thundercats.
From Thundercats.
That's all it does to take me to calm down just a little bit.
Just a little.
Just even though he's... fucked us on healthcare. No, we're not going to get into it.
Leonard Nimoy said that Obama was tricky.
I know.
That's pretty sweet.
I love Leonard Nimoy.
I know.
Amazing.
Obama, I guess, is abandoning the moon, which I don't think is a necessarily good idea, but I mean, I like what he's trying to do, which is go to asteroids and go to Mars.
I think going to Mars would be great.
But I think there would be a lot of benefits to getting on the moon, because I see that as someone...
Substantially getting on the moon, not just this... You know, I walked on the moon and hit a golf ball, but, you know, actually
right, research. There's only so much moon to go around, and I think we probably need to stake out some territory.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if population continues to, you know, grow exponentially, we might need some, you know, moon colonies.
Right, but I mean, there might be some, you know...
Jazz to moon base, too. So, yeah. Old
there might be some science that can be developed by having a base on the moon, you know.
You know,
there could be a lot of benefits to that.
I think it would be great, but, you know...
But okay. Hey, if we can get to fucking Mars and stay there for a long time...
That'd be fucking great. Terraform Mars.
How easy would it be just to set up on the moon at that point?
Total Recall? What? Yeah, you
bitches,
know,
we go to Mars. That moon ain't shit. We'll set up there. We'll set up shop Please. Anytime we want.
Exactly. Oh, well, enough on politics. Right. Let's talk technology.
On to lesser news.
So, Verizon came out with their NFL app this last week. It was released on Monday.
Oh, love me some NFL.
I love the NFL.
So great.
In fact, it's really tough for me to do, to, I don't know, exist during the off season because...
It's weird.
For those,
you have
you
to
know,
find your way.
20-some-odd weeks... Of, you know, pre-games and then the playoffs and the Super Bowl and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so consuming. And I, you know, fantasy football, and I love it, but...
Oh, blinding.
Oh, it's great.
It's
So, yeah, now I've got NFL on my shitty BlackBerry Storm. now, originally, we had reported on the fact that it was only coming to the Droid devices. But apparently this is available for all smartphones. You go to mobile.vzw.com/NFL, and you can download it onto your phone. So I did that right away.
Pretty sweet.
It's not too bad. It gives you a little bit... You can look at, like, you know, videos of how it would be if it were streaming. They show highlights and clips from games from last year, and you can look at that to kind of see what the quality is going to be like. Now, I haven't seen it on any other device, only my Storm. And on the Storm, it's not too bad. There's definitely a lot of room for improvement, especially when you are streaming like a live feed. There's no option to go full screen, and that kind of sucks.
That's lame.
But, you know, I mean, in a pinch, it'll do. Plus, it's going to have, you know, a live feed from the draft coming up. I thought it was this week because I'm retarded, but the draft is next Thursday, or this coming up Thursday, I should say. So they wanted to make sure they rolled it out for that. And... you know, you can set favorite teams. Obviously, I set it to the Bengals. You know, get draft reports, all that kind of stuff. So,
it's awesome.
It's not too bad. I'm sure that the user interface is probably more friendly on more friendly touchscreen devices because obviously the Storm is, you know, even BlackBerry said not everyone gets it right, you know, right out the gate. So, you know, on a crippled device, it's, you know, it's as good as I think it's probably going to get. But, yeah, so I was kind of excited for that. I definitely want to see what it's going to be like on Thursday during the draft and see, you know, how well it streams. Obviously, there's no Wi-Fi on my crippled phone,
right.
So it's got to stream all through 3G, but, I mean, it still did a pretty good job. So
crippled phone.
Crippled phone, that's what it is.
Yep.
Yep, so, well,
What's not crippled?
Just one other thing. With the NFL app, the whole 2010 season is going to be free. That's Thursday night and Monday night games, and I believe Sunday night, but don't quote me on that. Live streaming games are all going to be free through the 2010 football season.
That's an insane promotion.
That is awesome. After that, you're looking in January after the regular season is over, so I assume for the playoffs and the Super Bowl and whatnot, it's going to cost. And there's no word on pricing yet, but for all of the regular games, and I'm sure probably some preseason stuff, it's all going to be free, which is great. So this season I can watch it on, not my BlackBerry, but the phone I will be getting.
Right. It almost seems unnecessary that they're doing that. I mean, because they could get people buying it either way, but I guess this is a good way to say, to make this more viable. You know, here's it free. Watch how good it is.
Yeah, I think it's a good promotion, a good marketing strategy, especially since they're switching from Sprint. This is the first year they're going to be on Verizon.
The commercials are going away. I'll never see them again.
Playing Madden 2011, we'll be able to see, you know, this update brought to you by Verizon Wireless and not Sprint. But, yeah, so my crippled device is going to be going away soon for something a little less crippled.
Casey. Yes, this is crippled in the way that, like, Superman, like, dresses up to go to his normal job.
Right.
And then at night he rips it off and becomes Superman.
Superman.
So yeah, the HTC Incredible.
It's going to be the Android Incredible by HTC is what they're officially going to call it.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Motorola calls it Droid.
Droid is short for anything Android now.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Because that's... Okay.
I'm sorry, continue.
Well, just the Droid needs to go away then.
It's incredible.
It's so incredible, it's going to just take something else's name.
It might as well.
So, yeah, the HTC Incredible, a.k.a. the iPhone Hunter Killer.
Yes. The first probably viable actual iPhone killer. I mean, you know, aside from the Nexus One, but that's crippled in its own way as far as marketing. And
yeah, and just the wrong network and, you know.
I mean, eventually it'll get on Verizon, but...
Google is not let up on the ads. There are days that go by where I barely see any other ad other than for the Nexus One on Google advertisements. It's very, very aggressive marketing.
But it's only aggressive online.
And I think the sales have went up considerably. And what I read was that Google actually had turned a profit at this point.
Right.
So it will be a profitable venture. Yeah, the stats and stuff are pretty comparable. The camera, I'm pretty sure, is better on the Incredible.
Right. The Nexus One only has a 5 megapixel. The Incredible will have 8.
Yep.
And I do have confirmed information from my insider source that it will be the 1 gigahertz Snapdragon processor. It will not be crippled. I know we've seen like these leaked, you know, photo sheets of stuff, but I've got actual confirmation. Available the 29th. $200 with a 2-year contract, $100 mail-in rebate. The 1 gigahertz Snapdragon, 8 gigabytes of internal memory for pictures, music, videos, and whatnot.
Yep.
Expandable with micro SD slot up to 32 gigs. It's going to do wireless, running Android 2.1. Same screen, the 3.7-inch.
I wish the screen was just a hair bit bigger.
Yeah, you know, I mean, at least it's a hair bit bigger than your iPhone.
I hope the actual screen itself is good. I mean, that would be a major deal breaker is if the screen itself was not good, you know, wasn't good. Because some of the phones running Android, not referring to the manufacturer, but some of the phones running Android have less than stellar screens.
Right.
So hopefully it's accurate and it has a good, it doesn't smudge too easily and you know, just everything. Hopefully it has... I would just like the iPhone screen on there, basically.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
Maybe I'll just tape the glass on there.
There you go, just switch them out.
Yeah. I wish the screen was a hair bit bigger, but hey, this, all the other things sounds great. You know, we'll find out soon enough, man.
I know, and hopefully, if all goes well, we should be able to get a pre-launch hands-on view of it.
Yes.
We'll be able to demo it and report it to you guys.
Weigh in with our journalistic opinion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, TechCrunch, where's your HTC Incredible? Oh, what about you and Gadget? Nope. 2000 and Tech is going to have the inside scoop on this bad boy.
I'm interested to see how the alternative to the trackball works out.
Yeah, the digital thing. It's
the joystick.
Yeah, it's
Someone called it a joystick.
It's like a digital.
It's getting to be weird.
I think it's optical or something. I don't know. It's not.
It's fiber.
It's fiber. It's
fiber optic technology.
It's amazing. I don't know.
Something new with the.
So far, I mean, it's the same thing. I think that's on the HTC Desire, which has been highly praised.
Really.
Okay. So.
Right on.
You know, we'll see how well it works, but let's be honest here. With the touchscreen phone, that digital or optical trackball or even the physical trackball is rarely used. You know, you might use it occasionally for like a game or something, but generally through navigation, you're going to use the touchscreen. So
okay, now do we 429 is the launch date?
Yeah.
Do we wait 2 weeks to get the phone? So that we fall into the 30-day window of returning our Verizon phone when the new iPhone comes out?
That's a...
They're announcing the new iPhone in a month and
yeah, but we don't know specifically when.
But you already answered your own question. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
No, but see, the thing is even when they launch the iPhone isn't going to come out till at least mid-June.
Right, but if the new iPhone...
So are you going to wait?
But if the new iPhone, you know...
Let's say at earliest WWDC is June 22nd. Okay, are you going to really wait 3 weeks? Are you going to wait till May 22nd to get
it? Well, I know for a fact you cannot wait.
No, I can't. I actually cannot. I mean, seriously, if it comes to the point where Apple actually does the right thing and makes the new iPhone 4G, HD, whatever the fuck they're going to call it, the most amazing product to ever grace this fucking earth.
On Verizon.
Listen, I'll tell you what. If it's on Verizon, I can tell you this right now, I'll have no problem getting it. Like, with how good I am, I'll have no problem getting it and not having to pay a penalty.
I mean, most people say the 3GS processor is faster than the current Snapdragon, so, you know, they're definitely going to probably up the ante there. Storage is going to get up, the screen's bound to get bigger.
No, they're saying the 3GS is slower than the Snapdragon.
No, that's not what I've heard.
Yeah, the processor on the iPad is 1 GHz A4.
It's arguable.
But the processor on the iPhone 3GS is old news, dude.
I don't know.
Dude, everything that I've read on it is the processor is not...
We'll hit you guys back up next podcast for a good argument on that one.
Oh my god. you just need to learn to read.
But anyway...
It's crap. So anyways, Credible's
coming
out.
All I'm saying is you can't wait.
No, I'm not going to wait. And honestly, I don't care.
I don't want to wait, but...
You know, you'll probably... back down and wait because that's how you roll. But
I don't know. I've been known to try and maintain my calm and then just lose my mind and go buy it.
So. Yeah, like with every iPhone that comes out, you're like, oh, I'm gonna wait. Oh, I have it already.
Yeah.
The iPad was.
It served me well so far.
Yeah. It has. Android now has over 38,000 apps on their app store.
Go get them, boys.
You know, I mean, even from when we started this podcast, you know, a couple months ago. You know, it's
tens of thousands.
You were looking at, yeah, like 10,000 apps or so. So, I mean, this is almost quadrupled in just a couple months, which is awesome. And I think it really is a testament to the developers really seem to be seeing the validity of developing apps for the Android platform.
Yep.
You know, this could be a couple of things. One, obviously, you know, phone makers, HTC, Motorola, Samsung, you know, whatever, they're all going to be coming out with these Android phones. So the market is definitely getting saturated with Android phones, and I think app developers see, okay, you know, this would probably be profitable for me to develop an Android app. Second, you know, with this whole Apple scandal coming with their new update to all of their, you know, licensing agreements with what you can use to program and all that kind of stuff, honestly, I mean, the more closed off Apple gets, the more open Google seems.
Right.
And I think that the developers are going to see that. And I think some, not all, but some of them are definitely going to, if not completely switch to Android, at least spend as much time on Android as they do with the iPhone, as far as those apps, you know, on the iPad. So, and, you know, there's at least 5 tablets that I've read of so far that are going to be running Android OS. So those apps for Android really, I think, are going to expand because of the, you know, the market saturation. So
Yeah, I mean,
what did you find out about the processor?
I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Did you just find out I was right and you were wrong, that the 3GS has a slower...
I decided I'm not going to pick a random website and try and pull facts
in the middle of our podcast. Because it didn't prove you right, so...
I glanced at it. I have no idea what I seen.
You started fumbling
for your words, so...
Yeah, I know, because I was like, oh my goodness, I'm right, you're wrong. But no, we're not going to look at that.
That's right.
Of course not. Well, what about the...
Android phones come out several times a month. This app situation will hopefully fix itself over time.
Yeah, and I think that the fragmentation of the Android operating system will hopefully become more unified again.
Yeah, and more controlled.
I'm
bummed that I have to that we all will be forced to root our phone in order to get, you know, everything we want still. But, you know, what's interesting is that it's all still available in the App Store. You will not, the Android Marketplace.
Yeah.
You won't go anywhere else to get these applications. They're all still in the Android Marketplace. It's just your phone has to be rooted in order to access them.
Not all of them, though.
Right, but they're there though. You could post it up there if you want.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of nice.
You don't have to worry about
open more doors by rooting it.
Yep.
You know, and as far as apps go, Netflix is probably going to be coming out with an app for the Android. You know, they've already got it for the iPad. They've got it for the Wii now, which is crazy. But Netflix,
they're doing a good job with that.
Yeah, I know. they posted a job opening.
I think there's one coming for my watch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Netflix posted a job opening seeking an Android video playback expert, which obviously means that they're going to be looking into getting into the Android market, which is fantastic. You've got it for the iPhone, the iPad, the iTouch, Xbox, Wii, PlayStation 3, so all these major platforms out there, and I think, you know, a company like Netflix... you know, sees the validity of marketing for Android. So I think that'll be great coming out. But, yeah. So, what about the Nexus One on Verizon? Casey?
There's no such thing.
Yeah, well...
It's a figment of your imagination, actually.
It'll be coming out soon, but...
No.
Yeah.
No chance.
The Nexus One's still going to be launched on Verizon.
Nope.
You just want to argue, don't you? You know it to be true. It's a fact that it's coming out. But honestly,
you hold these truths to be self-evident.
Yeah, but with the HTC Incredible,
that's a bummer, man.
You know, it really begs the question: do you still care about the Nexus One?
Right.
And I personally don't.
And most consumers who don't even know what the F it is don't.
Right.
So, who are they appealing to?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, at this point, you know, Google can release it on Verizon because they said they were going to, but I really think that HTC is, you know, they got to take everything about the Nexus One and just improve on a couple things to make it really, really awesome, and then release it in stores, and I think that... That was a smart move by HTC.
I have to say, just one more thing about the screen, though. I mean, that's the one, like, Achilles heel that could really bring this whole empire down is if that screen sucks.
Right.
We played with the Nexus One, and as far as all the screens that we checked out of that T-Mobile store that day, it was the most comparable to my iPhone and you know, the most usable by far. So, you know, and then the accuracy tests that followed were released...
Right.
The Nexus One fell, I think it was only second to the iPhone. So hopefully, you know, the screen and the sensitivity and its ability to shed, you know, the fingerprints, hopefully all that'll be good.
Right.
That's really the only problem I can foresee.
And I think some of it can also be fixed with a software update, too.
Right.
You know, some of it's, you know, the software, obviously.
Right, it's two things going on there.
So, we'll see. But, yeah.
But, and then also the rear... The rear design of the Incredible.
Yeah, no, you don't like that.
It's not so incredible.
Eh,
I'm just not the only one that thinks that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's
you
fine.
Know that?
I don't care. The only one? Personally, I don't care what the rear of my phone looks like
because I'm going to be looking at the choices you've made with your BlackBerry.
Hey,
look at your choices.
Just like any other phone.
Look at you.
It's fine.
Look at you.
It's fine.
I'm getting this in now because I won't be able to do it for much longer.
I know. Because I'm going to have the incredible, and it's going to be incredible.
Oh, man.
See how I did that? That's,
yeah.
That's slick. Oh.
Yeah, I think I made a bad choice. You made a bad choice in your
you
phone.
You made a bad choice, sir.
Who's
extended
the
battery
smart one now?
Is going to be coming out for the incredible, which should be awesome because it's like 2,300 milliamps or something.
I'm looking at the back of the thing. I don't know how all that works. I mean, does it come with a completely new backing?
I don't think so.
I mean, because I don't see where, like, I don't see where it snaps at, like, the half point. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know. You don't see anything right now because it's not in front of us.
Right, but I mean, maybe it was just a seamless mock-up as far as what we were looking at. But
I don't know.
It seemed like the real deal to me. And it,
we'll
yeah,
see.
There just doesn't seem to be like a crease where you could just unhook the bottom and then slap the new battery pack in there.
Well,
it seems like you had to remove the whole entire back panel to then insert the battery. So I don't know.
Right,
if
I mean that's usually how
panel.
A lot of the phones do it. You remove the entire back panel.
So you, okay,
I know
so,
you don't know this because you can't remove your battery from your phone.
Right, I've been out of the battery scene for many years now.
Huh?
I've moved beyond batteries.
Yeah, well, you know.
My iPhone just powers itself. I don't know how it works.
Powers itself by
I hooked the
car
little white cord. I hooked
USB
the little white
ports.
Cord up to it, and it just keeps working.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
You're just
makes
lucky
cool
that
little
it
noise, vibrates a little bit.
Tell you what, if you didn't have a car charger.
It vibrates and says, thank you.
Yeah. You'll probably take the whole back panel off like you do with most smartphones.
It's drunk for power. Okay, well, what I'm saying is, so do you think the battery pack's going to be the same size?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking that the battery pack will be the same size.
Okay, times of yore, they had...
No, yeah, way back in the day, you'd have to get, like, an extended back.
Yeah, I mean, they call it extendable, and it really was. It extended your phone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it made it
gave
a,
you the,
at least, like, a half-inch bulkier.
Gave you the shoulder rest.
Yeah. I remember that from my old LG 8300.
Yeah.
With the extended battery. That back was bulking huge.
I thought your BlackBerry, doesn't that have an extendable battery?
No. No.
We could get you one.
No, but I tell you
flash
what.
Flashback to the 2000s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s.
Yeah. I hate my BlackBerry. Except it was free, so I can't complain too much. Because it was better than the BlackBerry Curve that I was using. So, whatever.
You're unclean.
Soon to be clean. It's like I get my tax returned back by the incredible, and then we'll really have a war.
Well, I mean, like if someone sees you like with your phone in public, like you have less chance of getting like robbed.
That's true. He's just got a storm. I'm just not even gonna mess with that.
There's probably no money in his wallet either.
Yeah, I know. Which is correct.
Oh man. Okay.
I love it. All right. Onto iPad, iPhone shit. Rip code. Bringing flash content to the iPad and iPhone.
Yes. This is unbelievable that there's not been a solution to Cydia made for this.
A workable solution.
Yeah, Ripcode is going to use some sort of a cloud solution where it sort of renders it off-site and then shoots it to your phone. So, obviously, a solution in Cydia where it's just an independent application on your phone. The way they're handling it in this case, you know, it would need some pretty significant backing with servers and all that good stuff. So, in this particular solution, I could see why it's not on Cydia, because it would require some serious backing.
Well,
but,
you don't even have to jailbreak for this.
Right.
That's the thing, is that they will actually, their Transact Transcoder version 6 can convert Flash-based files and videos into formats like the MP4 and the MPEGs, which can be rendered on the iPad, and it's all done in the cloud. So, you know, it specifically means you don't have to put it on Cydia, you don't have to jailbreak your iPhone or your iPad. You know, they're going to do all the work for you.
Right. I'm just surprised there's not been a solution, and this solution that they're going with, like I said, you know, I understand why it wouldn't be in Cydia, because it would require some significant backing, but... yeah, right on. Hopefully it's seamless and wonderful and great. But
What do you mean you can see why it's not released in Cydia? Because it would require significant
This
backing.
Would be a robust effort by a large community.
To do what?
To set up servers, to handle things off-site.
Oh, to do it on the cloud and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay,
of,
so, yeah,
yeah I see
this
saying.
Issue's been going on for so long, why haven't they done this already? Well, because it probably...
I'm surprised that they haven't released some kind of, you know,
I've seen like one thing, and it
a program
works.
That just does it on the phone locally, not over the cloud.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's so frustrating.
I mean, it's, you know, Flash is Flash. I don't care if, you know, HTML5 is making a big jump or anything. I mean, you know, I'm all for HTML5. I'm also all for Flash. And I just think that, you know, after all these years of not being on the iPhone, I'm like you, I'm surprised there hasn't been a localized solution to that. But I think, you know, and of course I'm not a programmer, so I don't know what kind of, you know, work would be necessary to really get that to, you know, function. But
there's not an app for that.
There is not an app for that.
There might be soon. By the name of Ripcode, so watch out for those guys.
So that'd be great.
Yes.
I'm excited for
that. Toss us a bone, please.
Oh, for real. That, you know, Flash on your iPad, that'd be amazing. Then it would be awesome.
Don't tease me. I don't even like hearing the words together. It upsets me every time I try and watch a video on the interwebs of a kitty cat.
Oh, no.
Can't do it.
Can't
do it.
Can't play your balloons.
So happy I'm in a little world of my own with my stereo Bluetooth headset and got my feet propped up with my iPad resting, and I get to that, oh, look at this hilarious cat.
Yeah.
And no hilarious cat for me.
No hilarious, no lol cats for you, good sir.
I actually have to hit the email button and send the email to myself, and then just say, oh, I'll be by my desktop soon. I'll catch it then.
That fucking
I'll
sucks.
I'll show them.
I have a...
Even if I had a remote tool, I would remote onto my computer if I could get some full motion video out of it.
Can't you, though?
There's a lot of remoting apps that are in the works. You can stream videos off of your computer if they're on your computer, but
right.
As far as streaming a live video from your browser and all that stuff...
kind of gets a little tricky.
Yeah, and I mean, there's four or five of them for the iPad alone that are really, really innovative and stuff. I'm really impressed with some of the options that are out there. But yeah, I'm sort of taking my time and investing wisely.
Yeah, I don't blame you, especially with all the pay apps out there.
Yeah, but there's some really, really great ones. Like, there's this remote client that you can create these little macros, and this is for the iPhone and iPad. You can create these macros that you can open up Windows Media Player mm-hmm. or any of your media players, and you can do different commands just by hitting it on your phone. So you actually control your... You don't actually remote onto the computer and view the screen on your phone. You just use your phone as sort of just a mouse on crack, you know?
Right.
Where you, it's like your full media remote. And not only... But they're actually built in a Twitter client.
Huh.
So you don't have to leave your phone, and if you want to, let's say you pulled up a website on your phone and you want to pull it up on your TV, well, you hit two buttons and bam, it shoots the link to your desired browser, pops the link on your computer.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, if you're in the middle of a movie or something like that, and you're, in my case, would be like watching a UFC fight or something, right. You wanted to follow Twitter, you know, it kind of creates an interesting solution to that, so you don't have to leave the app and... Yeah, some interesting stuff there. So, I'm sort of waiting for the one that's going to do the most for me.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Good times.
Now, hell froze over a couple days ago.
Again?
Yeah, again. Opera Mini was approved by the Apple App Store, which I don't think anyone other than Opera foresaw. I mean, Opera was definitely, you know, they're... They were confident that their app was going to get approved. The rest of us in the tech world had no fucking clue. Oh, that looks just the same as it does on my BlackBerry.
Yep, I got it pulled up here on my iPhone.
So, why don't you talk about it for a little bit? Because obviously...
I don't have much to say.
You know, there's a lot of
people
so saying
excited for it to
faster
come out.
And all that. But
I was immediately turned off by the fact that I'm so accustomed to Safari,
right?
And just how it formats, and it's just it's very second nature for me to launch Safari and browse through it like instantly.
What about like the tab browsing in the Windows? How do you feel about that,
Jeff? Well, I played real good in the first quarter. I really haven't used it much. I can't lie.
God, what the fuck, dude?
I've not done
a
lot of research.
We run a tech podcast, and
yeah. I was immediately turned...
What the fuck?
I've been knee-deep in my iPad's asshole, right?
Yeah, I know. So now, can you pinch to zoom on Opera?
You can pinch to zoom. It's not as fluid as Safari, but
right.
Due to the way that they're rendering it.
But you can still do it.
You can still do it.
Which is good, because I was afraid that it was just going to be the tap to zoom, which is the only thing I can do on my BlackBerry, and that would suck.
Right. The physics of the way that you pinch to zoom are different, so it would take some time to get used to it. And the way that it formats to pages, when you're using your mobile phone to browse the web, you want things to happen consistently.
Right.
And you don't want there to be a lot of hubbub about doing it. So, it's quick. It's got to be quick. You're doing it for 5 seconds and you're done.
I see how this works. This pinch to zoom, where on the normal website you could pinch to zoom up until the letters are blurry, this only zooms it in a specific amount.
Right.
Once you pinch it again, it zooms out.
Clever observation, Watson.
You know, hey, well, you weren't fucking offering the observations, so.
That's because my
Sherlock.
That's because Safari is pretty good.
Safari is pretty good. I have no problems with that.
I really wish they did have just tabbed browsing instead of the zoom out and select zoom in.
Yeah.
If they could combine. For heaven's sakes, I hate. Hate when I got multiple web pages open,
right,
and they kill one of the web pages,
right,
to free up memory.
And what's nice about this is you can browse all your tabs on the bottom of the page.
Frustrating. Yeah, it's I've not used it a ton. It seemed they have a lot of potential, but yeah,
if
I got nothing,
it combined the powers of Opera and Safari. You know, I think it would be great. I obviously love it on my BlackBerry because the BlackBerry default browser sucks a fat one.
Right.
Hopefully they release that WebKit browser that they've been talking about soon, but I don't see that happening until probably the end of the year. Yeah. Yeah, not just the phone sucks a fat one, the browser on all BlackBerries.
The browser, the network. Let's get carried away.
Oh, hey, you know what? The network is great, and you know it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I know.
I can't wait to go to Verizon.
Yeah, so, I mean, this doesn't really, this basically performs just like it does on my BlackBerry, so. All right, enough said about that. Yes. It got approved. Great.
Safari, you're out. I'm fucking in.
Now, actually, you're fucking out. I'm fucking in.
Eastbound and down. Check it out.
Just watched the first episode tonight. Could not stop laughing.
Eastbound and down.
Fuck yeah.
So good.
As far as the official speech test.
Just a mind for victory and an arm like a fucking cannon.
You need a shitload of Valtrex.
Look here, you beautiful bitch. I'm going to hit you with some fucking truth.
That's right. As far as the official stats go, the web pages do render faster, other than Facebook. Over Wi-Fi and 3G, Facebook rendered quicker with Safari, but all the other major websites rendered faster with Opera. Now, over 3G, the differences were astronomical. Over Wi-Fi, they were, by 0.23 seconds. So they were minimal.
Interesting.
That's great, but honestly, if I were an iPhone user or iPad user or whatnot, I would probably stick with the Safari browser,
I gotta give it my fair shake. I downloaded it the day it became available, hours upon it hitting the App Store, and I'm kind of bummed out that I've not went back to check that out more.
Yeah, it's good, but it's not.
I've been so involved in my iPad, man. It's
it sucks up your time,
dude. It's like a ball and chain that I love lugging around. It's the best, and not a lot of lugging.
Use your little
just a case, lot of loving.
Little case logic case for it that you've had for 10 fucking years.
Yep. That's great. Oh man, yeah. I had hit the gold mine, ladies and gentlemen. I had a little amazing bag. Little bag had for like 10 years. Used to keep some CDs or stuff in it. And
what was it originally intended for?
Well, I mean, it looks like a mini DVD player, basically.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I used to carry on my CD player and stacks of CDs, I think I mentioned on the previous podcast, and yeah, it works out perfect.
Yeah, it does. I actually saw it in action today, and yep. I was like, "Holy shit!"
Oh, look at that! It's right here in my hand.
Oh, look at how you bang it on the table.
Bam.
That seriously fits fucking perfectly. Doesn't offer any protection whatsoever if you were to drop it.
Whatever is puffy. Feel it.
Is it?
Puffy.
Is it? Oh, puffy combs.
Puffy. Got some puffy.
Oh, okay. Maybe it does, actually. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Look inside. We got wires. All protected by a second sleeve.
Holy shit,
if you guys could see this, it would blow your mind. It's the most amazing thing ever.
I'm going to take pictures of that shit and post it, because Sprint, of all people, came out with an iPad case that you get for free when you order, their WiiMax fucking 4G hotspot router thing. I don't know. I don't pay attention to it because
it's really neat.
I don't
Google
pay attention
it.
To Sprint.
Yeah.
So
if you have 4G in your area, it really might be worth the deal. I think they give you the case for free. It's a nice looking leather bound case that has the 4G dock on it for the WiMAX.
So does it connect to the WiMAX router like a Wi-Fi hotspot?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's no mention of whether it actually docks in there to charge either one of them or anything like that. But nonetheless, it looks like a very nice, very
good. The case looks sexy in itself.
Yeah,
it
looks like
least.
A good quality leather and everything. You know, it's an interesting deal. I like what they're trying to do with this whole hotspot thing because it's a very capable technology to do that if it's in your area, of course. But hey, by the way, I know you people can't see this, but how many people do you know that has a white USB extender?
That's crazy.
Packed with your iPad?
My God, dude.
Just so I can get a little bit more length out of the whole deal.
At least you're innovative.
Yes, sir.
Holy shit.
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing that, and that's, you know, that's pretty smart. You are like the MacGyver.
I am.
iPhone shit.
Yeah, bags waiting around, measured out for the iPad. Forget about it, man.
Fucking
it's
right.
On.
I'm
in this for life.
You are. Now, the iPad could have some potential competition coming out soon.
No, what is this that you speak of?
I speak of a list of 5 iPad killers that I have here.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go a fucking again. I make my choice again. and then I get bashed.
You're going to
have
to swallow your words.
I'm very happy.
I did not bash you for getting it. I said I
personally. Oh, no, hold on.
Initially, I was pissed off because you were a traitor.
You were spitting
hot
fire.
You went to the dark side. I was fucking spitting mad that day, but I got over it. But I personally, you know, as much time as I've spent with it, it is a sexy device.
It's fun to use.
I personally would not spend the $500. But, you know, for $300, it would definitely grab my attention.
Yeah.
If it were netbook pricing, I would definitely be down with it. I have to bring up one thing before we talk about some of these iPad alternatives here. I was laying in bed the other night, and I was dreaming of Steve Jobs. No, I was laying in bed, and I was it was like I didn't want to make the effort to get my laptop and plug it in and everything. So I was like browsing the web on my phone. I was looking at like mobile Crackberry site and shit. And I'm like, God, you know, if I had a fucking iPad right now, I could have this nice, beautiful 9.7-inch screen that I could browse the web. Because honestly, you know, on my Blackberry, it's not like I'm visiting Flash websites and running Flash anyway. So it's
right.
not,
Good
you
point.
Know. So I'm sitting there. I've got this dinky little shit screen. And I'm like, I could really go for an iPad right now.
Yep.
And I felt dirty. I had to... I had
to cleanse yourself?
Taking a shower and scrubbing
the
stank off of me of wanting an iPad. But
get your picture of Bill Gates and hold it close.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm waiting, Bill. I'm waiting for a Surface.
Bill, something. Come
I'm
on.
I'm waiting for Microsoft Surface.
Oh,
it'll
my
be
God.
Here soon.
It's only in the TV shows, unfortunately. Now, as far as this list that I've got of iPad killers, you know, this is not by any means our list. It's not an original list. Of Casey and Jason, but some things that are coming out, probably.
I'm still trying to get over the image of you holding your BlackBerry in bed.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, dude. It's
like
just
a troubled
tiny
couple.
Little, it's just this tiny, dinky little thing, and I'm like, ah, oh, fucking, I need an iPad. But maybe I don't. Maybe I need one of these 5, which I probably won't. But
maybe you do.
All right. So first of all, is the Microsoft Courier. We don't have a lot of specs about it, but there have been some leaked photos and documents. It's a dual-screen device with 2 7-inch touchscreens designed for writing, drawing. You know, you can use your finger or a stylus. What bugs me is when they say or a stylus, it generally means that it's going to suck for multi-touch and that you're going to need a stylus to use it.
Yeah.
Every device I've ever seen that comes with a stylus,
right.
It comes with it for a reason. Because the actual touchscreen with your fingers, whether you have fat fingers like me, or skinny fingers like a skeleton or an Ethiopian that hasn't been fed in 20 years, it doesn't fucking work.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure, it was someone from Apple, I'm pretty sure it was Stevie Boy, he said that if you have to use a stylus, you did it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I mean, I would have to agree with that, because even with my fat fingering on the iPad, I can still, you know, Is that a pretty little drawing? Casey's showing me his artwork that I guess he's created.
This is a pretty little drawing. Hold on.
7 times 14. That's, I don't even know
it's called Notes Pro. It's a free application in the App Store right now.
Backup reminder.
And it is a motherfucker of an application.
It looks like a Microsoft Paint type thing.
Exactly. It's sort of a whiteboard, but it's made so that it's the ultimate note taking tool. You can add text note. You can record.
It looks like a legal pad, but you can draw on it.
Right. It's the full deal. You can search Wikipedia on the fly. Huh. You can record what your teacher's saying. You can search Google on the fly.
Free app?
A free app.
Fuck yeah.
It's at the top of the list right now. You can't miss it. Search Google Books, all from just one location.
That's pretty sweet.
And
you can draw on it.
Yeah, you can totally draw on it, and you can draw graphs. It's the real deal.
I like that. That's pretty cool. And I'm sure it probably actually works well, because one thing Apple does right, not that they don't do other things right, but one thing they do right is touchscreens.
Right.
And this
thing's very accurate. I was very impressed with it. I mean, I drew my little graph over there that you've seen.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell that was, but I know what the 7 times 14 was.
I drew it with my finger.
Yeah.
It's semi...
Is that supposed to be a graph? Or, I mean, I don't know if that's like a space shuttle?
This is very impressive what I'm showing you.
You know what? I'm taking a picture of it right now on my BlackBerry so that I can post it.
Hold on. Let me find something.
No, come on. Come on, show the people.
Hold on.
Show the people your work.
Hold on, let me apply it to a graph. There we go.
All right, hold on. It's amazing. All right, I got it. Fantastic. I'll post that up after we get done with this. But, as far as styluses go, I don't believe that should be an option.
I can seem to be able to take notes on this pretty well, just using my finger.
Yeah, and that is one thing that it does well.
If I had any artistic sense, this would be great. But.
Well, I mean, there are some renditions. Someone did Wonder Woman. They did like a really good thing on the iPad. Yeah. I mean, that was fucking sexy.
Yep.
They did a really good job on that. So, yeah, I mean, it's nice. 2000 in Turk. So anyways, styluses, no. There shouldn't be an option. Do it right. Go big or go home. So, anyways, the Microsoft Courier is going to have a rear-mounted camera. Capable of charging and syncing content wirelessly, which is pretty fucking cool. Designed for playing games, watch movies, productivity tasks. Basically, it comes out from Microsoft. You're going to be able to do a lot of stuff on it that you would with any other Windows operating system.
That scares me.
Yeah, it can. Now, Google is purportedly coming out with a tablet. They might actually partner up, because Google's been talking about a tablet. Eric Schmidt, you know, has leaked that they're coming out with a tablet, and so is HTC. So they might just, you know, combine their efforts like Captain Planet.
Chrome browser
on a
tablet. How great would that be?
Oh, yeah, Chrome browser on a tablet would be awesome. Now here's the thing. You know, Google's coming out with their Chrome OS that they're going to use on notebooks. Or, I'm sorry, netbooks. It'll eventually be available for other stuff.
That all works out.
But it seems like for tablets, they're sticking with the Android platform.
Right.
So
the apps, I mean, I don't know how the apps are going to integrate into the Google operating system. I can't imagine it not, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's just, there's so much potential there that could be useful on a desktop.
They're both based on Linux, so,
right.
I mean, there is the, you know, at least... potential for compatibility.
I don't think Google knows what they
want to do at this point. No, I don't think so either. HP does, though, because they got the HP Slate. And,
I wonder if Google is just keeping that OS around until the cloud comes around.
Hey, it could be.
Because, I mean, you know,
I'm telling you,
at some point the internet's going to be so fast that your cloud computing could very well be the complete replacement.
Yeah, I still don't trust the cloud enough to make it a complete replacement.
But that's so far off.
But, yeah, I mean, we're still a ways from that. HP Slate, due to come on sale later this year. It's going to run Windows 7, supports the Kindle eBook Reader app.
Now, this has a lot of hype. I mean,
yeah.
Balmer was sporting it at one point.
Yeah, if Balmer sports it, you know it's got to be good, right?
That's right, yeah. but, I mean, this...
Bing!
This, yeah,
sorry.
The HP Slate, it's been showing up in all the tablet comparison guides and stuff. This is the one true constant.
Yeah.
Was the HP Slate. It's been all over the place. So, you know, they've been developing a lot. I know that the HP touchscreens on the laptops and the monitors and stuff, they've had practice at it. And it's been pretty good. So
hey, yeah,
this,
I mean,
this might be the real deal.
Yeah, I think that this could definitely be one of the top contenders. I think probably the HP Slate more so than the Microsoft Courier. Now, there hasn't been any specific concrete pricing yet, but it's looking like it's going to start about $550, which is obviously $50 more than the iPad.
Is that the with or without flash version?
Yeah. there's not a whole lot of information. I'm not sure what the storage is going to be on it. I'm not sure if it's going to come with like an internal, like a, you know, a flash-based hard drive, or how they're going to run that. If they're going to, you know, obviously if it's got a USB port on it, then you can simply, you know, have a flash drive, a thumb drive to, you know, store all your shit on. But not a lot of details on that. So, I mean, $550, honestly, if you're going to compete with the iPad and charge $50 more than their base model, you need to you know, bring the rain. You need to come heavy with that.
Yep.
Obviously, it's going to, you know, run Windows 7 and support Flash, so that's a one-up. But you got to, you know, really have the storage down. The, you know, touchscreen needs to be good. It's going to be multi-touch, so that's good. But, I mean, they really, you know, if you're going to compete with Apple and you're going to charge more than what Apple's charging, which is already an exorbitant amount of money, you really need to bring the heat on that.
If they make a great-looking device at a very affordable price that runs Windows 7, they're in turn running every Windows-based application.
Right. Any it application
could be
that
huge.
You want.
I mean, they could single-handedly finish ushering in the tablet platform.
Yeah.
I mean, if this thing can do a little gaming, it would,
which it's,
you know,
supposed to be able to do.
Imagine that. I mean, you just carry around this thing that is capable of doing, you know,
this
everything.
Would be,
and
yeah,
you take it home, you dock it.
Would replace,
you
know, like, your laptop almost.
Yeah, so this very well could be the age of the new laptop.
Aquarius?
Yeah. to hell with the netbooks, you know.
Yeah.
Netbooks were the in-between phase between, you know, tablets and laptops. I mean, that could be, in the future, that might be what's in the history books.
Yeah, we'll see.
Next right one, next to me and Jason being jeans.
Absolutely. Fucking.
Little did they know.
Pioneer Techs.
Died poor.
Yeah.
Kids.
That's right. Plastic Logic Q is the next one. Not a whole lot about this. It was unveiled at CES in January. It's a British-based company. They're aiming it more for business people than consumers, you know, than your average Joe consumers. Should allow you to view and edit documents, download newspapers, e-books, which everybody is, you know, doing. But the key thing is it's an entirely shatterproof gadget, which, you know, if you guys have been looking at the internet, there guy that got the iPad, got his 15 minutes of YouTube fame, where he went outside and bashed it with
he
a...
He saved his money from shoveling snow or something like that.
Yeah, and decided to fucking beat the shit out of it with a baseball bat, which was awesome.
Yeah, this sounds like a company that's just ready to sell their research to another bigger company.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like this is going to be a whole lot.
I would exercise extreme caution going anywhere outside the major players in this tablet race.
Yeah.
As seen with the Juju. I mean, that's, you know, was not a major developer. I'm embarrassed we were kind of excited about it.
You know, looked to have potential.
Man could dream.
You know, maybe if Michael Arrington had covered it on TechCrunch, we would have known better.
Right.
Oh, the crunch pad.
Oh, man.
The last one is the Arcos or Archos. I don't know how the fuck you want to pronounce it. Rathakrishnan. Arcos 9 PC tablet. That name has been out there a lot. They have the Arcos 5, Arcos 7, whatever.
The Arcos.
Arcos, Archos. I mean, it neither one sounds great. They
well, have
just
fun
call
with
it,
man. Just call it what you like. What all you right,
I'm
going to
call it the Arcos.
Arcos. I'm going to stick with Archos.
Archos. Well, it's Archos. If anyone's going to email of how to properly pronounce
Arcos.
That.
Arcos.
Arcos. Arcos, come here. It's going to run Windows 7, supports full HD video playback, which is fantastic.
Ooh.
Ooh. Has a webcam for Skype calls and video conferencing, unlike the iPad. Compatible with Flash technology, obviously. As far as usability, though, so far it has lacked what the iPad has gained. But then there's number 6, and this isn't really on the list, but this is something that I've been keeping
an
eye on. Fucking Germans, man. They are awesome. BMWs, Mercedes. You know, we're going to forget anything that happened between 1939 and
1945. I'm not saying
we're going to forget
it. Jesse James did.
I'm not saying we're going to forget it, but as far as technology goes, we're just going to look past the... you know, I'm saying the Germans are awesome. They just weren't in the 1930s and 40s.
I drive a German vehicle.
You do drive a German vehicle made in fucking Mexico.
You bring it up like it's a point.
It's tainted.
Like it's ever been a point.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, so German engineers coming out with, I love it, the WePad. WePAD, the WePad. Now, the pricing, we have it in euros. $450 for the 16 gig Wi-Fi and $569 for the 64 gig Wi-Fi. And that's HD capable model on the 64 gigabyte. Now, I think as far as euro conversions go, you're starting out at, I believe, $550 to $600. Rough estimate. This is without an actual conversion calculator for the 16 gigabyte. So it's going to be a little bit more expensive than the iPad.
Once again, not a major player.
A major player, but everything so far, I mean, it's better than
the
Juju.
What I'm saying, I think the price at that point is typically going to be bloated.
Yeah.
Your materials are going to probably suffer in the long run, and there won't be nearly as good support that may come from HP.
Right.
Or even Arcos.
Arcos? Now, this is from Neofony. It's an 11.6-inch device. I've already seen a couple videos on it.
That sounds pretty bad.
And
right
it
there.
Looks
Neofony.
Neofony. What? Linux-based. It's going to have an Intel Atom N450 powered tablet. It's going to have two USB ports and an onboard webcam.
These guys can pound sand.
Right? Yeah. Full HD support on the larger version.
I seen a dock for the iPhone. It made it an iPad type device.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, it just expanded the screen.
Exactly.
Yeah, you still use your iPhone to control it.
Pretty fucking, that's cool. I like it. I think it's a good idea.
I mean, it's not bad. You just hook it up to your TV and shit.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. So the WePad, as far as some of the other tablets, like, you know, if we were going to go, if I had to choose between the Plastic Logic Q, the Microsoft Courier and the Juju and the WePad, I'd probably say WePad would probably be my first one.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, fuck Microsoft.
You don't know what's going on with these guys.
I don't know what's going on.
It's not even running Windows 7.
It doesn't have to run Windows 7. Your iPad's not running Windows 7.
Okay, well, so Android's based off Linux, and why is it awesome? Because Google fucking supports it.
Right.
Alright.
Yeah, but Linux in itself is awesome, even if Google doesn't support it, just because of the open community. Anyways, so far,
okay,
the videos...
You have fun looking for Linux drivers for your WePad.
The WePad is, you know, looking pretty sharp in all the videos that I've seen so far.
You let me know how that trip to fucking Germany goes, and you need support.
Bitch, I'll just fucking order it online.
I'll pull up the website on my iPad and get you taken care of.
Yeah,
get your plane ticket.
I'll be watching HD video and Flash.
No, come on, the Google tablet, the HP Slate, the Microsoft Courier.
No, dude, I'm saying between Plastic Logic Q and the Juju.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
I didn't say between the HP Slate and the Arcos and all that. All
right.
I'm not saying that listed that five before that I would take the WePad.
Okay, well, you understand why I freaked out.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, miscommunication there is cool. No, like, if I had a choice between WePad and HP Slate, I'd probably go with the HP Slate. You know, a Google tablet and WePad, I'd go with the Google tablet. You know, Arcos, I don't even know them, but I'd go with them. But Plastic Logic Cube, no.
If you had a shoe covered in dirt, and then a shoe covered in grass stains, and then a shoe... Alright.
Yeah. I would choose the shoe covered in WePad. So anyways, you guys can check out the videos. Just Google the WePad. Definitely some pretty cool user videos out there. Much better than the fucking Juju. So, yeah. As far as alternatives go to the iPad... I think I would really bank on the Slate, and probably if Google and HTC get together to come out with one, I think those would probably be the two best ones to compete with it. But other than that, a lot of people seem to be wasting their time. So that's my personal thought on that.
I'm in a happy relationship with my iPad.
You are. You are committed to that.
I'm not currently seeking a relationship.
Not currently looking.
But I'm up single for, white I'm up female. For a good time.
Are you looking for casual encounters?
That's right.
It's fantastic.
I will hold you and caress you, but not. But I won't use.
I will not commit to you.
That's right. I won't use the L word.
You don't want to have two girlfriends at once, just a girlfriend and a mistress. That's right. Like, but, Jesse James.
But
what?
There is an iPad.
cheating on Sandra Bullock.
I
like
do
that.
Have the prenup app installed, though. I'm ready to break. Yes. Clean break.
Yes, you do. That's right.
It's called reformat.
Yeah, exactly.
Like nothing ever happened.
So, we here at 2000 Tech don't advocate piracy.
That is correct, Jason.
You know,
we here at 2000 Tech take steps to avoid any piracy activity.
Yeah, I don't actively condone it on this show.
That's right.
And that's as far as I'm going with that. But, you know, honestly, with the MPAA and the RIAA and all those companies, I really get sick and tired of their bullshit.
Yep.
And it is bullshit. You want to tell us a little bit more about this bullshit?
It's a lot of bullshit.
It is a lot of bullshit.
The big pile of bullshit actually came down in the UK when they passed the Anti-Piracy Act. This was a really big deal because it sort of gave...
This was a shady fucking deal, too. Yeah. If you read the articles of how this went down, it was shady.
Like, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, bam.
Yeah. Like, they forced it through and, like, at midnight, you know, underneath a bridge.
Right. And it sort of gives...
with the Masons.
It sort of gives a fast track to for the government's ability to, you know, point the finger directly at whoever's doing the file sharing.
So, I mean, it talks about cutting... You know, people's internet connections off with no problem. You know, tracking people. Obviously, there's ways around it, but you know, and there are a lot of lawmakers even that are upset with how this went through this Anti-Piracy Act. And you know, for years, the MPAA, RIAA, and all the fucking foreign, you know, brothers and sister companies that you know are like that, they've bloated a lot of the stats behind piracy and shit. You know, at least the U.S. government did write, you know, a couple days ago by finally admitting that most of their estimates are bogus as far as, you know, how many people are pirating apps and how much it's actually costing, you know, the movie industry and actors and all that kind of shit.
I think that's the big deal. I mean, the piracy, while it's rampant in... It's everywhere. I don't think it's nearly the worth the amount of attention that it garners at times.
Yeah, even with these lawsuits, the piracy laws are meant not to help make the motion picture music industry regain their money by legal venues. It's not like, oh, we're passing this law so that people will stop pirating and go see movies. A lot of the money that's made off this anti-piracy shit is through the lawsuits that they file, and they bully these people who may have downloaded a file, and they're really going after the uploaders. You know, you download a file and you don't upload anything, you're probably a little safer, but they're going after the people that share what's in their library with the rest of the internet. A lot of people have gotten dinged for that. And, I mean, they say, hey, either... go to court with us, or just go ahead and pay us $6,000.
Right.
And they're making a lot of money off this shit. And honestly, I mean, it's just, you know, they're being bullies. They're being big, fat, douchey bullies. You know, and, I mean, you know, with UK passing this Anti-Piracy Act, there's a lot involved in it. The thing is there's always going to be ways to get around it. Pirates will always exist.
Right.
As
long as there's open seas.
Yeah, you know, it's going to happen. But, you know, I saw this, I think it was on makeuseof.com. There was a poll, you know, anonymous poll of, you know, do you download movies illegally? And, you know, there are multiple answers like, yes, all the time I download whatever the fuck I want. Or, no, I don't know how to do that. Or maybe occasionally, yada, 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 whatever. And, of course, you know, you're going to have these people that are commenting like, oh, piracy is so wrong and blah, blah. And it's not like they're a bunch of fucking Somalians taking people hostage, okay? You know?
Right.
And it's not like piracy in its true form. But
piracy leads to rape.
Yeah, raping and pillaging. But there was a good comment on there that basically, you know, a guy said, you know, you should have, you know, asked the question a little different way. Like, do you download movies instead of going to see the movies at the movie theater? Or do you download movies and still go see the movies at the movie theater? Because you're looking at a huge difference there between people who will just download anything they want and right. never support their artists, you know, or their actors or whatever. And there's people who, you know, will go see Avatar in the theater three times and then download it to their computer.
Right.
So they've, the piracy hasn't taken any money away from the, you know, motion picture industry. You know, these people have just done it already, you know, they've already given obscene amounts of money for going to see these movies because God knows movie prices keep going up.
Right.
And then they just kept an extra copy at home. So I think there's a big difference between that. I'm not saying whether it's morally right or wrong to be a pirate, and I'm not getting down on anybody for it. I'm not saying I condone it. But, you know, you look at this, and these people are just, you know, I think South Park did a really good episode a couple years back on the music and stuff. I don't know if you ever saw it, where they were downloading music, and the government came, and yep. they did kind of like a, you know, like a Christmas Story type yeah, what's the Ebenezer Scrooge shit, where, you know, where they showed, oh, well, little Billy is not going to get his monster truck now because he pirated, and, you know, and little Tommy isn't going to get his, you know, third, you know, in-ground swimming pool because you downloaded this song, and, you know, and they basically says, okay, you've got all these rich bastards out there who have made insane amounts of money on shit, and they're all crying and complaining because piracy has taken a cut of their profits. Well, these people are fucking well off.
Yep.
Okay, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, you take the Robin Hood mentality and you take from the rich and give it to the poor or whatever. I'm not saying that, you know, because they're rich, they should be punished. But I'm saying if you've got that much money, quit crying like a little bitch. That's all I'm saying.
Yep, absolutely. I
really hate that shit.
It reminds me of Chris Kid Rock, actually. He did a funny PSA advocating stealing. He said, hey, he's like, I'm rich as fuck, you know? Yeah. I want for nothing, you know? If you want to steal some of my music, go right ahead. And he's like, you know that car at the dealership? He's like, do you know how much money car dealerships make and car companies make? He's like, go ahead, break into the car, steal the car off the lot, no big deal. He's like, you need gas to put in that car? Do you know how much the gas companies make? Go fill the car up with gas. I thought that was pretty funny. Now, the biggest thing with piracy to me, the biggest atrocity is, okay, I purchased a VHS tape, you know, let's say it's 15 years ago.
Right.
And then DVD comes out, and they want you to pay the full price for the DVD. Okay, I gotta do that. Oh, well, now there's a digital version out that you can put on all your portable devices.
Right.
You want to go get and buy that? So, at what point, I mean, how many hundreds of dollars do I have to pay for a single 140-minute clip? You know, how does that work? It makes no sense to me. I think once you buy a piece of media, that should be your media to do with and however you want. You don't have to supply me the medium to put the media onto, but
right.
I think it should be free and open for me to obtain that piece of media in any way and apply it in any shape that I want. And movie companies would like otherwise. I mean, some of them are doing the right thing by including the digital copy along with the physical copy, and applaud them for that. But, you know, I think before we can discuss the rights of piracy, I think they need to take a look at themselves and how they're conducting themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. That was very well thought, clear, concise thought there, Casey.
I've been holding it in, man. I'm right in the cage.
I don't know why, man. Just let that shit out. I just let the shit flow. I get angry and I'm just blurting shit out. I think that is a great point. And I also, and I'm not trying to justify, you know, and sound like a hypocrite, but, you know, like that Kid Rock, you know, public service announcement, you know, there's a big difference between downloading a song and stealing a car, you know.
Right.
Granted, yeah, the car makers, you know, and companies are rich, and, well, today's economy, it's a little worse, but, you know, there's a difference between stealing physical property and, I guess, what you want to call intellectual property.
Right.
And, you know, Nine Inch Nails, they released an album for free online for people to download, supplied you with the torrent link and everything. And I'm sure they don't care if you download their songs and quote-unquote steal that. But I'm pretty sure they care if you broke in their house and stole some of their own shit.
Right.
You know, so there's obviously this big difference between, and I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, but it's less of a bad thing to download a movie than it is to go, say, steal that movie from Walmart.
Right. It's an interesting dynamic.
It's tough. So those are my thoughts on that. UK, there's but a lot of people that are upset about that whole thing.
The charge of mom and her children, you know, $1 million for them downloading a few songs. I mean, that's just an example of just how retarded a lot of this stuff is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's fucking out of hand.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, I think a better system would be, okay, you upload the song to 5 people, so, you know, now you owe us $10.
Yeah.
You know, $2 a song, like on iTunes or something, you know, their most expensive song is less than that.
Yeah,
you know,
if you truly want this new act in the UK to work, then you need to stop with the insane, you know, requests to make right with the whole situation. I mean,
do it fairly,
right?
You know, if you're going to go after these people legally, go after them with a fairness in mind. You know, you could say, oh, well, they uploaded to 5 people, and those people uploaded to 5 people, and those people uploaded to 5 people, so then that one person owes all this money. Well, no. Charge each person who uploaded it, you know, the $10, $15 fucking dollars that it's going to take, you know, go after them individually.
I think it would have to be hired to make this a significantly punishable offense, but when they're trying to charge people millions of dollars for a handful of songs, I mean, the punishment should fit the crime.
Yeah. That money is going to the lawyer teams. You know?
Right.
I mean, that's what it's going for. You know, if you just had the simple law in effect where, oh, you were caught, you know, file sharing, you owe us however much money, you know, or even the cost of the entire CD, I would be okay with.
Right.
You know, but when you can go buy a song on Amazon for 99 cents or $1.29 or $1.59, and you're charging some mother, you know, $1 million for 16 songs, that's fucked up.
Yep.
You know, that's just not right. So, I don't know. Anyways, I'm getting off my soapbox on that. Back down to the normal shit.
The normal shit?
Yeah. So, I want to talk about one more thing before we cut it off.
What you got?
Because I know that we got to cut this short here. But real briefly, because it's not going to take long to talk about. And I love you, Casey, so... So just bear with me on this.
All right.
Because we won't talk about it next week because we'll forget. Infinity Ward is bleeding out. For those of you who game Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, Infinity Ward is the people that make that. And in the headlines, they've constantly been losing a lot of people. They had their Jason West and Vince Zampella, the former chiefs of Infinity Ward, were fired by Activision. And then you've had a bunch of these... designers and engineers leave since then, and I think that it's
a company of 100 people that are responsible for making two of the most successful video games in video game history.
Yeah,
the 100 people team that made up Infinity Ward is down about 15 or 20 people.
Yeah,
that have actually left the corporation
and more leaving,
and mostly of an important manner. We're not talking about the low-level guys, these are executives
You're talking executives, you're talking about lead graphical artists, engineers.
So it's pretty crazy to have such a super successful company sort of dissolving in the manner that it is. I don't know, you know, it very well could be maybe they're a bunch of assholes, prima donna assholes, that are not handling the situation right, but in the same breath it could be them, you know, just showing you how bad the situation is between them and Activision, and maybe Activision's mishandling the situation, but it's pretty wild. I mean, you know, we spend a lot of times with video games, it's difficult. The act of making a game and making a good one and maintaining success is extremely hard. The game studios close up all the time, even from the big boys, EA Studios. I think Montreal was the most recent one to close.
Yeah.
They have it happens all the time. So for there to be a super successful one in its success falling apart, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, and one of the things that is sparking a lot of this, apparently Activision's been kind of shady with the money from Modern Warfare 2, and they've been withholding these payments. And so they're promising, you know, people these payments to stay on. You know, they're saying, yeah, oh, we're going to increase the pay schedule. But, I mean, that's kind of a shady fucking process.
Let's see the pay, let's see some appropriations.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that's big news. We'll definitely keep you guys up to date if there's anything on that. But I just wanted to mention that.
When you're part of the team that made one of the most successful games in history, I mean.
Yeah, especially when you're already thinking about Modern Warfare 3, because as we all know,
right.
You know, Call of Duty comes out with a new game every year.
Right.
1 year it's by Treyarch.
Yeah,
they do the old World War II shit.
They might be taking it over 24/7.
Yeah, I don't know. So,
but so those guys leaving, they're starting up a studio called Respawn.
Yeah, the two main guys, so, which is pretty cool because you know Respawn after getting fired.
Yep. So we might see
what they did there.
Right. Very nice. I like it.
So maybe we'll see some good games coming out of that.
Yeah, EA is looking for a solid competitor for Modern Warfare. So. They already sort of have that in their Medal of Honor series. It's going through a reboot.
Right.
But who knows what Respawn will respawn.
Yeah. We'll see what comes up with it.
Will be interesting. I have one thing to say, and that is...
No.
Only one or two more podcasts left before I can get the jabs in on your BlackBerry.
So. Oh, I know. All right, so go ahead and lay it out.
Your BlackBerry's ugly and not fun to use.
Ouch.
I think those words hurt the most.
Ouch.
They're so true.
That goes straight to the core. Well, I've got some words to say to you.
Here, right. You want to hold my iPhone? No, you don't get to.
Oh, I've got your iPad hostage.
No, no, no.
Oh, it's hostage.
Oh, you're getting it.
Oh,
dirty.
I'm going to feed it to Gidget, your ferret. It's a beautiful background. My dark side, my shadow, my lawyer companion is now in the back room blowing up balloons for kids' parties.
Oh, my gosh.
How does that make you feel, Casey?
This man is a psycho.
Oh, Gary Busey. We've had such inspiring quotes from him.
I will kill
and
him.
And I had to bring out this crazy
If
quote.
I seen him on my property, I'd kill him on sight.
I wouldn't. I would shake the man's hand
I'd
and give him,
kill him.
Give him and his teeth a big
crazy
hug.
Crazy man.
My dark side, my shadow, my lower companion
oh,
is
geez.
Now in the back room blowing up balloons for kids' parties. That's a scary fucking sight.
That is a scary man.
Gary Busey.
You want to hug him?
Blowing up balloons for kids' parties might be a little disturbing,
oh,
but his dark side, yeah. So, all right, well, that's all we've got for it. Thanks for indulging my Infinity Ward thing, even though you wanted to...
I'm so tired.
I know
I have
you
to
are,
work
dude.
Tomorrow.
I know. Bug it, eh? But, yeah.
The things I do.
The things you put up with. The shit you put up with for me. So, all right, so that's our podcast, guys. Thanks
all
for
bros.
Listening.
See ya.
See ya.